hi, Joe.
Hi, Brian.
We do this every year like that. It's pretty stupid. Jill and I have conversations most every day. We don't usually do it with a microphone between us. It's kind of awkward. You guys should try it sometime just to see what we have to go through.
Well, usually two people always have two microphones and radio. Like, you don't see a DJ and the artist, you know, like, gathering around one microphone.
Yeah, but today we're sharing a microphone like we did in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. But the other years we have had two microphones, but it's still weird.
We'll make the most of it.
Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
Haleakala. Ali. Akalak. I can't remember how I did. I had it last Sunday for church. So, this is our sixth Daily Audio Bible Christmas. Sixth year. Every single day. We haven't missed a single day of reading the Bible for 6 years.
Wow.
And this is the sixth Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas.
My favorite part of the whole year.
Why is that?
I mean, it's Christmas. It's just the most wonderful time of the year. And then you get to hear all the people call in and share their heart and their stories and Christmas music and the birth of Jesus. It's just, it's almost magical.
So we got to meet more people this year in our travels than in any other year. These Daily Audio Bible family gatherings just really bring people together in the different cities. It's been great this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I can remember them all. I should have written it down, but I do remember Los Angeles and San Francisco and Indianapolis and Chicago and Tulsa.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have started saying that because I'm going to forget cities.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun, and I know that because of the book and the traveling going, especially the first part of the year, we'll get to meet lots more people.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of brings us to why the Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas is late.
Wait, are you going out on a tour bus?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh. Out of all the years I traveled and sang, I always wanted a tour bus. And then you're going to come along and get your first book deal and be a big deal and...
I'm not going to be a big deal. I'm just going to be me.
You're going to travel in a tour bus.
I'm not traveling in a tour
If you
bus.
Travel in a tour bus, can I, like, ride along and carry your luggage and stuff for you? Carry your Sharpies.
I'll have to put a poll on Facebook and see what everybody thinks. If I should let that happen.
I think you should let my dream come true one way or the other.
Well, you would probably need to be on a tour bus because of the situation. So all of this reading about Jesus and Mary and Joseph leads us to why the Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas card is late this year.
Is it late?
Yeah, because it usually comes out the week after Thanksgiving, but we held it for another week.
Oh, plus you traveled.
And so Jill has a special announcement for you.
I was supposed to follow your lead.
I don't know exactly how to tell you this. I feel like I'm telling my mom and dad something. But, as my friend Paul would have said, somehow, I got one past the goalie.
He knocked me up.
And that was a lot more irreverent than I was planning it to be.
I am not great with child. I am little with child, but we are with child.
Jill and I are going to have a baby. And this won't be the first time we've done this. We have some experience with it.
It's the first time in a long time that we've done this.
It's the first time we felt like we had to tell the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we're telling family, and I feel like we're going to go through this together with family in the coming year, and it's going to be a new experience. It'll be year 7 of the Daily Audio Bible, and...
Yeah. Oh, it'll be born on the perfect number year.
That'd be so cool if the baby could be born on the 7th of July.
Yeah. We're thinking it's July, so... But July 4th is my birthday. That could be cool, too, but... I don't know. I'm not worried about it. I just want a healthy baby.
I don't feel like we're giving this whole thing enough enthusiasm. It's very, very late at night as we do this. We've had some exhausting days. And I just don't feel like we're giving this the oomph. I don't feel like it's got the punch it needs. Can you bring some punch to the story?
We're going to have a baby. And we're truly very, very excited. It's... did not come in as a big surprise. We were trying, just did not think that it was going to happen. And a few weeks ago, I prayed and I said, God, there's no disappointment if it doesn't happen. You know our desire. And if you want us to, if you feel like we could use another child and we would be capable of...
Can't everybody use another child?
Well, it was just, it strangely became something that was quite on our radar, and we probably thought we were done a little while ago, but I guess as a woman and as a mother, I always wondered, you know, maybe there's one more, and I always said I was crazy enough to want another one at 40. Well, I'm not 40 yet, but I definitely started wanting... a baby, and realized that that's something that Brian wanted as well. So, here we are, and we are very, very excited. Our kids now know they're very excited, and we are very excited to be able to share this with you.
Yeah, we had to wait until I got back from Wild at Heart, because we wanted to tell the kids before we told you. We thought that was fair. I'm sure some of you are like, no, that's not fair. But we didn't want them to find out about it on Facebook. But now you know. And we just ask for your prayers as we go through the process. And I imagine we'll be talking about it quite a bit on Facebook and quite a bit on the Daily Audio Bible website and quite a bit on the Daily Audio Bible as we go along toward this special day. But we thank you for your prayers, and because we're gonna need them.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else we should say, or have we dropped a sufficient enough bomb into the?
I think a pretty good bomb.
We did our very best to drop the bomb on you, baby. And so
maybe we can have like a baby naming contest.
Oh my gosh. I think it's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
We should, though. We should have content. Maybe. No, that's not a good idea.
How about just suggestions?
Baby name suggestions. We'll have to get to that maybe as we get a little bit closer.
Yeah, because China's already pulled out the Bible names, and that was pretty funny. Give me a couple of your favorite Bible names out of all of this year.
Me?
Yeah, because you can say the really hard ones.
For boy, I would like Mephibosheth.
That's nice.
I'm thinking Mephibosheth would be a good name.
Mephibosheth.
And girls' names, of course, there's always the classic Gomer.
Gomer.
Is a prostitute and the wife of a prophet, and that's what we're going for here.
It kind of changes the whole show of Gomer Pyle right now.
Yeah, you know? I mean, you know, other famous prostitutes would be Rahab.
I'll take famous prostitutes for 200, please.
Other boys' names, yeah, wow.
Let's think girl. go towards the girl names.
So if I'm thinking girl Bible names, there's all kinds of really nice ladies in the Bible, like Esther and Ruth and Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Rachel.
And Deborah.
Rachel, Sarah. Bathsheba.
Bathsheba, yes. Another scandalous woman. So, yeah, I mean,
I'm not sure it was, like, the right thing to say, but when I told my brother, he called us Sarah.
Abraham?
Sarah and Abraham, yeah. It was like, I'm not that old.
No, she was like 100.
Yeah.
She was in her 90s.
Wow. I'm late, 30-something, so.
Well, the good part of that story would be that we would have a child of promise.
Yes.
So we could banter about this for a long time, and there were other things that I had planned that we would talk about. Jill really is motivated at this point to blog and launch her women's and moms podcast that we've been actually kind of kicking around for a couple of years.
It's time.
And it is time. And we're kind of in a place now where we're prepared for it. 2011, I mean, every year you get to the end and you're it's sad to finish a revolution through the Bible, but 2011's been a year for the books. I'm kind of ready for it to be released to history. And because it's just been a hard year of incredible growth, but also incredible challenge. I mean, planting Four Winds and opening the Wind Farm Cafe was a lot harder than I think we ever dreamed. And it was already busy. And then finishing Passages and getting that all launched as we speak. It's just been a year for the books.
You somehow got busier, and I didn't.
So I am, I'm ready to greet 2012, not because I regret 2011 in any way. I just feel like this new season of life, as we switch into the new year and focus on shifting our paradigm into just being an abandoned, wild, passionate person in love with Jesus and not caring about anything else is something that my heart's longing for.
Hmm.
So, anything else we need to say? I mean, there was lots of stuff to say. There was lots of stuff that we were going to just kind of recall, and then we got a surprise. And then we had to think about how are we going to tell the surprise.
I just think we're too tired. Like, we just dropped the ball. We just dropped the bomb. What is it? Drop the bomb? Drop the bomb.
We dropped the bomb. I don't know if we dropped the ball.
I'm tired.
So we're going to just let this be what it is, because we've kind of just been family around here at the Daily Audio Bible. And so we're just having a conversation with you, and I don't think we're going to redo it so that we can be a little more slick about it. I think it just is what it is. We wish you a very, very, very Merry Christmas. And we are so happy to be able to share this news with you. And we look forward to all that God will bring us in the rest of this year and in the year to come.
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas.
Charlie Brown.
Greetings. This is Matthew Fouch from DuQuoin, Illinois, with a Christmas message for our Daily Audio Bible family. Christmas is about Jesus Christ. For a moment, put yourself at that place you were before you met Christ. Lost, just kind of wandering around, reaching for the heaven that could not be reached, looking for a meaning and a purpose for your existence. It was all so far away. This was the norm for the people of the world before Jesus. In our minds, we can put ourselves there 2,000 plus years ago, the multitudes in need of a Savior. And then God bestowed the gift of His Son. He gave us His Son for two reasons: to bridge the gap, and to give us an example. Not only words, but a man in the flesh, sent to show us how to live. Through Jesus, now, anyone who believes can be brought into fellowship with the one true Holy God, the one we could not reach before. This Christmas, celebrate the endless grace of our God and the majesty of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family and community. My name is Rachel and I'm just ringing from Australia. I just wanted to send my love and greetings from the land down under and holiday wishes. The best thing that's happened to me this year was that somehow I came across the Daily Audio Bible. It's only been very recent, probably about a month, but I have found a way of hearing the word that where I can actually be consistent, and it's just quite exciting. I listen to it a number of times a day, and I'm just excited at the hunger that is developing, and that I'm hearing his voice, and that there's a change working in me. And I sort of, I feel like my heart is awakening from the dead. Anyway, I'm very thankful to you, Brian and Jill, family, the team and the community. My love and holiday greetings to you all, beautiful family, and thank you.
Hi, my name is Malia. I'm from Milwaukee. I'm just going to cite a poem for Christmas. We remember Christ, who was born this day many years before. When we think of Christmas, the story of Christ, we just cannot ignore. For it is at this time we can all celebrate the coming of our Lord to a world in need of hope and love is what we thank Him for. Thank you.
Dear Daily Audio Bible family, Merry Christmas from beautiful windmill country, the Netherlands. It is great to know that you are all listening every day. And I love you very much. I love you, Brian, Jill, and Mike, and all the others I was also able to meet this year. Thank you so much for doing everything that you are doing. And to keeping us all together around Scripture and Jesus, which I've been really falling in love with this year even more. It has been the hardest year of my life, but also the most beautiful, and where I've been learning so much, and where I've been sure of all the support, of all the prayer support of you guys. So Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Cheryl from Arkansas, and I just want to wish everyone a very, very, very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And I pray that all the desires of your hearts come to pass. And I pray for your continual and your everlasting prosperity throughout the new year. God bless you. I love you. And I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful new year. Bye-bye.
This is Don. I'm with my special cat, Hobbs, at a picnic table at Schaeferherd Park on the shores of beautiful Lake West Point. And I just want to wish the Daily Audio Bible family a Merry Christmas and to thank Brian and Jill for guiding us another year through the Bible, which is certainly the adventure of a lifetime. Thank you and Merry Christmas.
The birth of Jesus happened like this. When Mary was engaged to Joseph, just before their marriage, she was discovered to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Whereupon Joseph, her future husband, who was a good man and did not want to see her disgraced, planned to break off the engagement quietly. But while he was turning the matter over in his mind, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said,
"Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. What she has conceived is conceived through the Holy Spirit, and she will give birth to a son whom you will call Jesus, the Savior, for it is he who will save his people from their sins."
All this happened to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel had told him.
Hi, my name is Carla. I'm a new listener, and I'm thankful and grateful to be joining the DAB family. Merry Christmas from Granite Bay, California.
Hi, this is Scott from St. Paul, Minnesota, wishing everybody in the Daily Audio Bible community a Merry Christmas, and may God grant you the peace that passes all understanding this Christmas season.
Greetings, Daily Audio Bible. This is Stacy from Poughkeepsie. Luke 1:31 says, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus." But we know that just like we have many nicknames and many titles in our life, Jesus had so many more names than just Jesus. And I'd like to read a poem regarding the names of Jesus. He's the Advocate, the Almighty, the Amen, the Apostle of our profession, and the atoning sacrifice for our sins. He's the Author of life, the Author and Perfecter of our faith, and the Author of salvation. Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible. I love you.
Hi, DAB family. This is Alice calling from Houston, Texas, to wish all my DAB family a Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. May God bless you all and keep you safe through the coming New Year, 2012. Love, Alice.
Konnichiwa.
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 Merry Christmas from Japan. This is Marcello and Vittoria and Sierra.
Okay, we love you.
We love you.
Merry Christmas.
We love you, brothers and sisters. Peace. Out.
Out. Hey, Brian and the DAB. First-time caller. And I just want to say a big Merry Christmas, everybody. My name is Josiah, and I've been listening to the DAB since June. And let me just say, it's such a blessing that I see the change in my life, and I hear the calls coming every day, and it just touched my heart so much. I live in Japan. I think I said that. Been here for years. Originally from Australia, and a friend recommended me to listen to it from a small group, and yeah, I just can't recommend it enough. Just Brian and Jill and his kids, and what you're doing is just so awesome, and I wish you guys a fantastic Christmas this year, and everybody. And I will be here next year to be the DAB from the beginning until the end, my first full year. Thank you, guys, and have an awesome holiday, and Happy New Year. Goodbye.
Happy Jesus' birthday, family. This is Sarah Jane, and I just want to wish every one of you the joy of our Savior's birth. I would love to mention everybody but by name, but now there's too many. So many people write in so often and say how thankful they are for DAB. And being part of a DAB, I just got to tell you guys, it's an honor to serve you. So enjoy your Christmas with your families and whatnot, and I love you. Bye-bye.
Then, 6 months after Zechariah's vision, in which he was told of the coming birth of his son, John, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a Galilean town, Nazareth by name, to a young woman who was engaged to a man called Joseph. The girl's name was Mary. The angel entered her room and said, "Greetings to you, Mary, O favored one. The Lord be with you."
Mary was deeply perturbed at these words and wondered what such greeting could possibly mean. But the angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary. God loves you dearly. You are going to be the mother of a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great and will be known as the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his forefather, David, and he will be king over the people of Jacob forever. His reign shall never end."
Then Mary spoke to the angel.
"How can this be?"
she said.
"I am not married."
But the angel made this reply to her.
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Your child will therefore be called Holy, the Son of God. Your cousin Elizabeth has also conceived a son, old as she is. Indeed, this is the sixth month for her, a woman who was called barren. For no promise of God can fail to be fulfilled.
I belong to the Lord, body and soul, replied Mary. Let it happen as you say.
Yes, my name is Mark, calling from Hollywood, California, giving my Christmas greeting. May the birth of Christ be with us every day as we listen to Audio Daily Bible. It's been a blessing in my life. It's changed my life. And I will listen to it to the day I die to be with Him. Keep listening. It's a blessing. May everybody have a blessed Christmas and a joyous Christmas. God bless Audio Daily Bible. Merry Christmas, Audio Daily Bible. Thank you.
Hey, everyone. This is Ben from the Yakima Valley calling to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm so thankful that each and every one of you are out there. It's like a Christmas gift to me that keeps going 365 days a year. Knowing that you're there, listening to the Word of God, being transformed by it, bringing the kingdom in your own each special way. And so I just pray that you will all be blessed in the year to come. I pray that in the year to come, that the Lord God would increase this community, that each and every one of us would, our glory would decrease, and the glory of Jesus Christ would increase and explode upon this world. So be blessed, my brothers and sisters. Thanks for being there. Thanks for loving each other, praying for each other. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Hi, DAB family. This is Rumbi from Australia. I just wanted to say thank you very much for your love and support throughout this year. Have a Merry Christmas and an even bigger and better 2012, which is full of God's love, promises, and favor. I look forward to our continuing our strong bond in Jesus Christ. Thank you and God bless.
Just wanted to wish everyone a very, very Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. I also want to wish you happy holidays, happy times with family. I love you all. And just enjoy the season.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible. God bless you guys. We're so thankful for you. Christ is born, and He rose, and woohoo! Aw, we just love your little community and pray for you. Thank you so much for all that you do and the effort that you put in, and especially in this Christmas season when, you know, it's supposed to be joyous, but it can be hard, and just like all the rest of the months of the year. And but God's still good, and He's on the throne, and He sent His Son, and Merry Christmas. God bless you guys and your family. I hope you're having a good season, and everybody else out there that listens to Daily Audio Bible, God bless you, and Merry Christmas. Amen. Amen. Bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. My name is Bola, and I'm calling from England, and I would like to say a very Merry Christmas to Brian and Jill, and I can't remember your names now. Well, for the Brian and Gillette, Max, wonderful Mr. Max, and the beautiful China, and the two lovely blokes whose names I just cannot remember right now. Merry Christmas to the Daily Audio Bible elves doing all that work in the background. Well done. We don't know your names. The only name that comes to mind right now is Sarah Jane. Merry Christmas. And to the guys that designed the wonderful app. Well done. Well done. That was good work. And Merry Christmas to the captivating warrior princesses from Captivating Class of April, May 2011. I love you guys so much. You've been such a blessing. Again, I love you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to my wonderful baby sister, Olga, and my friend, Kat Comeback. and the rest of the family, Merry Christmas. I love you so much. This Daily Audio Bible family has been such a blessing to me. I love you guys. Have a fantastic Christmas and a great new year ahead. Love you. Father from England. Bye.
And at this, the angel left her. With little delay, Mary got ready and hurried off to the hillside town in Judea where Zacharias and Elizabeth lived. She went into their house and greeted her cousin. When Elizabeth heard her greeting, the unborn child stirred inside her, and she herself was filled with the Holy Spirit and cried out,
"Blessed are you among women, and blessed is your child. What an honor it is to have the mother of my Lord come to see me. Why, as soon as your greeting reached my ears, the child within me jumped for joy. Oh, how happy is the woman who believes in God, for he does make his promises to her come true."
Hi, this is Asia calling from Munich. I am calling to wish Brian, Jill, and your lovely family and the DAB family a wonderful, happy, happy time for Christmas, as well as a happy new year. And I want to especially wish a Merry Christmas to my mom, Sandra, my brother, Cedric, Hashim and his family, Khalif and his family, and to my father, Willie. I wish all my friends and just the community all the blessings that God has to offer this Christmas season. 2011 was a complex but an awesome year. This is going on year 6, I believe, with the Daily Audio Bible. I believe the first Christmas message I left was in 2006. I believe it was the first time, Brian, that you did it. And since then, I enjoy listening to it every year. I share it with my family. I share it with my friends. I pray that everyone has a Merry, Merry Christmas, that we don't forget our soldiers and loved ones that may be in harm's way, for they are fighting for the freedoms that we have today. I pray for all my fellow German friends who have embarked with me on this journey of living in Europe. And I just want to say, Brian, I am looking forward to 2012 with you and the DAB family. I don't know how you do it. I don't know all the mechanics that go into it, but I can just tell you this has really changed my life. Again, I want to say Merry Christmas to all and to all.
I'm talking with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. But no answer could have been any clearer. If you're gonna make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make the change.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Linda calling. I want to wish you all the joy and peace of the Christmas season. However you spend the Christmas holidays, remember that God's love is surrounding you. May hope for the new year fill your heart.
Hi, this is Kimberly from Maryland, and I'm calling in my holiday greetings to the community. What a wonderful year to be in the DAB community. I was more connected than ever this year and got so much from Brian and Jill and everybody. But I did go to a couple of gatherings, and it was amazing, amazing, amazing to meet people face-to-face. I'm just wishing everyone a wonderful, wonderful, intimate, wonderful time with God this Christmas and just this whole season that we're in, time with the Lord and time with our friends and family and, you know, a restful time. I think not just the urgent, let's get it all done time would be my prayer for everyone. So, again, love being part of the community and happy holidays. Merry Christmas, everybody. This is Kimberly from Maryland. Take care.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Marianne from California. I just have heartfelt, great, great Christmas wishes for all of us for a beautiful holiday season and to celebrate the birth of Jesus, all of us together. I have come to know this family in the last year, and it has been just an amazing, amazing day-to-day life for me. And I just wanted to wish all of you a very, very merry, merry Christmas.
Christ Christmas. And I love you all. And Merry Christmas to you. And let's celebrate the birth of Jesus together.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Mike in Michigan, just outside the Detroit metro area. Just wanted to wish all the listeners a very Merry Christmas. And my wish for this Christmas is to keep work hard, not to let the secular side of this holiday with all the advertising and the shopping and the, you know, the more for me type attitude. And I'm going to do my best and pray for the strength to make sure I always put others before me and find people that are in need and help them out. So everybody have a great Christmas, and I love you all, and have a great day.
This is Alison from the United Kingdom wishing you Christmas blessings. This time last year, my son Christopher was still in a coma, and Christmas was a very strange time of year for us. This community was supporting us in prayer, for which I'm terribly grateful. So this year, we have a very special Christmas greeting for you from Christopher.
Hello, I'm Christopher. Happy Christmas. I'm amazing and I love you. Goodbye.
Then Mary said, "My heart is overflowing with praise of my Lord. My soul is full of joy in God my Savior, for He has designed to notice me, His humble servant, and after this, all the people, whoever shall be, will call me the happiest of women. The one who can do all things has done great things for me. Oh, holy is His name. Truly His mercy rests on those who fear Him in every generation. He has shown the strength of His arm. He has swept away the high and mighty. He has set kings down from their thrones and lifted up the humble. He has satisfied the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with empty hands. Yes, He has helped Israel, His child. He has remembered the mercy that He has promised to our forefathers, to Abraham and his sons forevermore."
So Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months and then went back to her own home.
G'day. Merry Christmas from sunny Australian summer. Love to hear from you each day, and you're such a blessing to us. It's great to be able to spend community time in the Bible together. Love you all, in Jesus' name, amen.
This is the Christmas greeting. This is Brenda from Maryland. I'm just calling the wish of Daily Audio Bible family a blessed and prosperous Christmas. Thank God for this time of year, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and for what He's done for us. I love you, family, and God bless you during this Christmas time and always. Have a wonderful, blessed season. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible community. This is Lisa calling from McHenry, Illinois. I'm about an hour and a half from both Chicago and Milwaukee in northern Illinois. And a little movie trivia, the town right next to me is Woodstock, Illinois, which is where the movie Groundhog Day was filmed. And that's actually also where I work, so I pass the bed and breakfast every day, so I'm almost famous, haha. But anyway, I love this podcast, this community, and I just recently realized how much I love it. I had a dream that Brian told us he was going to quit the DAB for 4 years because he had another project to pursue. And in the dream, I just sobbed, which showed me how much this has become a part of my daily life, how much I love the Bible, even some of those difficult Old Testament books. But all of it is God's Word, and it just speaks to me, and it has truly changed my life. And if it went away, it would be like I was losing my best friend, not only the Bible, but Brian and Jill and this whole community. And it just has been the best thing I've ever found, and I love it. I've been listening since 2007. So I just wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and you know, just a blessed holiday season. And thank you, Brian, for giving this to us every day. I love you guys. Bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible Community. We are the Grabby and Fisher family from Spring Hill, Tennessee. We're calling to bring you a Christmas greeting from our home. I'm John.
I'm Tanya.
I'm Matthew.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Rebecca.
I'm Emily.
I'm Matthew.
I'm Timothy.
We
wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you, wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, baby family. Calling to say happy holidays and Merry Christmas. God bless this holiday season. I'm calling from Denver, Colorado. So, thanks and happy holidays to you all. And I pray that God will provide. All right, thank you. Bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family, and happy, 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 happy Christmas. This is Robin from Florida, just wishing everyone a beautiful Christmas season. Let's praise God. Let's give thanks every day to Jesus and just love each other. This message is from Robin, David, Tyra, Trace, and Gage, and we just love everybody and wish we could all be together celebrating and just, wow, have a great, great, great holiday. Love you guys.
Merry Christmas to the Daily Audio Bible family from the Berger family in Houston, Texas. I hope that everyone has a wonderful, peaceful new year and that we all find God's will for our lives and to help others. Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family. Love you.
Hi, Brian and DAB family. It's Rod Temple from Berwick, Victoria, Australia. With all sincerity, I want to thank you for allowing me the privilege of sharing your journey through the Bible during 2011. You're so right. You're so right, Brian. I have changed over the last year. I've fallen in love with Jesus all over again, and I've also grown a better understanding and appreciation for God's Word. So with Christmas just over 4 weeks away, I want to wish you and all of those you love a wonderful, blessed, safe, and a holy Christmas from down under. Bye.
He, Joseph, married Mary, but had no intercourse with her until she had given birth to a son. Then he gave him the name Jesus. At that time of the birth of John the Baptist, a proclamation was made by Caesar Augustus that all the inhabited world should be registered. This was the first census undertaken while Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and everybody went to the town of his birth to be registered. Joseph went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee to David's town, Bethlehem, in Judea, because he was a direct descendant of David, to be registered with his future wife, Mary, now in the latter stages of her pregnancy. So it happened that it was while they were there in Bethlehem that she came to the end of her time. She gave birth to her first child, a son, and as there was no place for them inside the inn, she wrapped him up and laid him in a manger.
John Ryan from Liverpool, England. I've been part of this community for 2.5 years. I'm also an elder in my local thriving church in Helens Christian Life Centre, where others also listen every day to the DAB. I want to wish every one of you an amazing Christmas and a wonderful new year. Daniel Johnson Jr. from beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio, I want you to know that you are a wonderful blessing to this community. Love hearing you and really see God's favour on you as you contribute to the DAB family. Have a blessed Christmas, Daniel. Brian, what a wonderful ministry that encourages and lifts so many. You and your family have a great Christmas and roll on the new year. This Christmas, I'm remembering that Jesus came to bring life in all its abundance. Love you all. Happy Christmas. John.
A very Merry Christmas to my Daily Audio Bible brothers and sisters in Christ. May the loving Holy Spirit fall fresh on your hearts and lives as you celebrate and reflect on the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Love and prayers to each of you this Christmas season and in the coming new year. From Darlene, your sister in Christ in Conyers, Georgia.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Crystal. I'm calling from Maryland. And my prayer for each of you is that you feel a close connection to God during this season, and you feel the life that Jesus Christ life represented for each of us, and particularly through his death, but here we celebrate his birth. And I also just pray that you're able to enjoy this season and these connections with other people. And I know that many people are burdened by Christmas time because of demands and obligations that they feel others have placed on them. And I just encourage everybody to be attuned to what God speaks into their heart about how they should spend their time and their money and their emotions during this season, and that remember that he calls us to be a steward over those things, to use things, those possessions in a way that will glorify him. So if you feel obligated or strapped financially or feel like you have to go somewhere, I just encourage you to pray upon it and let the Lord God lead your heart. Sometimes we need to not do those things, and God will lead you. So I pray for that this holiday season, this Christmas season, that people have clarity on that and know how to act accordingly to steward and protect over their time and their money and their emotions. God bless you all. Merry Christmas, and I look forward to 2012 with each of you. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Nancy Jacobs from Rio Rancho, New Mexico, and I just want to wish all of my Daily Audio Bible family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and may you all just be filled with Christ's blessings. Bye-bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is the Crusher calling you up from Chicago, wishing everybody a very blessed and Merry Christmas and a great New Year coming. It's great to be part of this community. I find it a blessing every day. God bless y'all. Thank you. This is the Crusher from Chicago. Bye.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family. Brian Harden and family. Everyone. Tracy Baker out of Arlington, Texas. Have a blessed, blessed holidays. Peace on earth unto all mankind. Merry Christmas. Love you guys.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible team. Hello, Brian. It's a message from Bibiana and my fiancé, Sam. We just want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you so much for just walking through the Word with us. It's been a great inspiration for us in our relationship as we prepare for marriage. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, DAB family. Love you. Calling from London. Bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Candy calling from Hong Kong, and I'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is my second year listening to the Daily Audio Bible, and hopefully next year we'll have even more people in the family following us along in this journey towards learning more about God and being in a relationship with God together. Anyway, wish you guys all a very, very great year. Goodbye.
There were some shepherds living in the same part of the country, keeping guard throughout the night over their flocks in the open fields. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord stood by their side. The splendor of the Lord blazed around them, and they were terror-stricken. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. Listen, I bring you glorious news of great joy, which is for all the people. This very day in David's town, a Savior has been born for you. He is Christ, the Lord. Let this prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped up and lying in a manger."
And in a flash, there appeared with the angel a vast host of armies of heaven, praising God, saying,
"Glory to God in the highest heaven, peace upon earth among men of good will."
Hi, Merry Christmas. This is Brenda calling from Riverview, New Brunswick, Canada. Want to just wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and read some scripture that's dear to my heart. It's taken out of Ephesians. I will also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe in Him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated Him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realm. Now He is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made Him head over all things for the benefit of the church. And the church is His body. It is made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with Himself. God bless and have a very, very blessed Christmas.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. My name is Rosalyn, and I'm calling from Miami, Florida. I'm just so delighted to be a part of this virtual family. Merry Christmas to everyone, and may the joy of this wonderful season be yours. God bless and cherish the moment. Bye.
Hi, family. This is Tammy from Charlotte, North Carolina, calling to wish all of my brothers and sisters a very, very Merry Christmas. I pray for you daily, as I know you pray for me, and it's just a joy to be in the Word with you every day. I love you all, and I wish you a wonderful new year. Bye-bye.
This is Bonnie from Illinois. I can't believe this is the fourth time I've called in Christmas greetings to all my Daily Audio Bible family. 2011 has been quite a year with several highlights related to this community, as I was able to attend two family gatherings and the first captivating retreat in Nashville this past spring. Each event was precious. The virtual family that is the Daily Audio Bible became to me a bouquet of textured and rich relationships with people who now have faces and stories to go with their names on the forum. So this year, my heartfelt Christmas greetings go out to all the women of Nashville Captivating, especially Leslie, Sandy, Mimi, Paige, and my courageous traveling companion, Erin. Merry Christmas to the wonderful folks in Indianapolis, Chet and Aaron, Mark and Carrie, and all the Chicago area dabbers who met up at Larry's Diner on the day of the long walk this past July. Most of all, Merry Christmas to Brian, Jill, and your entire family. Thank you for your sacrificial leadership of the Daily Audio Bible. May God uphold you and strengthen you as you guide us all on the journey of a lifetime through the Bible in 2012.
Hi, this is Virginia in South Carolina. Thanks to our daughter in Houston for sharing with us this ministry. We are receiving a daily blessing from God's Word and the community. My husband and I are 70 and married for 50 years. May each of you be blessed with accepting God's greatest gift, His Son Jesus, and the love, the joy, and the peace He gives. Merry Christmas.
Hi, good morning. This is the most wonderful time of the year as we approach Christmas time. Just now, as it is 5:30 in the morning here in Winter Haven, Florida, it is the most wonderful time of the day for me when I get into the Word with Daily Audio Bible. I so look forward to it. So I am sending a Christmas greeting out to the Daily Audio Bible family, and just read a little saying here. Jesus, He came not to a throne, but to a manger. He lived not as a king, but as a servant. He chose not an earthly kingdom, but a cross. He gave not just a little, but everything. And I thank you, Brian, and your family for giving us so much of your life
Every day I look so forward to spending that time. And the prayer requests I pray daily as the Lord brings it back to my remembrance. So, Merry Christmas. God bless all of you. Fröhliche Weihnachten, as from my childhood we would say to each other. God bless you, and may this be a wonderful season where you draw so close to the Lord. Thank you. I'm heading off to the Word right now. God bless you. Bye for now.
Oh, holy night, the stars are bright, shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Merry Christmas to my family. Lisa from Nevada.
Hi, this is Stuart calling from London, England. Just calling to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. God bless. Goodbye.
When the angels left them and went back to heaven, the shepherds said to each other,
"Now let us go straight to Bethlehem and see this thing which the Lord has made known to us."
So they came as fast as they could, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they had seen the sight, they told everybody what had been said to them about the little child. And those who heard them were amazed at what the shepherds said. But Mary treasured all these things and turned them over in her mind. The shepherds went back to work, glorifying and praising God for everything that they had heard and seen, which had happened just as they had been told.
Hello everyone, this is Paul calling from Barcelona. Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas from the beautiful land of Spain, a country that is soon to have an earth-shaking revival in every corner of the Iberian Peninsula. And we're just, all the Christians over here, we're praying for that revival. We're joyful because we can feel the Lord is moving, and we just want to share that joy with you because we feel this revival is coming soon to Europe, to Germany, to Ireland, to the UK, Spain, Portugal, and many other countries. And I just want to let you know we all love you. I speak in the name of thousands and hundreds of thousands of Christians over here who are serving the Lord in a difficult country, but one soon to break open for the gospel of Jesus Christ. So have a wonderful Christmas holiday, everyone, and prospero año nuevo, a very prosperous 2012 in the Lord Jesus. Bye-bye.
Hello, my Daily Audio Bible family. This is your sister in Christ from Dowagiac, Michigan, calling to wish you and your families a Merry Christmas. God bless you all, and I hope that He brings you answers to all of your prayers and blessings.
Hi, my name is Sherry, and I am calling from the D.C. area. I just wanted to call in some Christmas greetings for this year, 2011. I've been listening for about 2 years, and DAB is such a blessing. My Christmas greetings to everyone and wish would be that everyone just make Jesus a part of their Christmas. Don't just, you know, be all into the gifts. And, you know, it's great to be able to share gifts with your family, but the gift of Jesus is the most important thing. And I would just suggest that everyone, you know, do something to celebrate Jesus with your family. I actually have a tradition of having a birthday cake, a little birthday cake for Jesus, and I'm definitely looking forward to sharing that with my children one day in the future. So that would be my greeting, praying that everyone enjoys the holiday season. And if you are alone, like I am, I just moved to the other side of the country from the South, very lonely and missing my family this time of the year. Just remember that God is all you need, and He will comfort you. Just ask Him to provide whatever it is you're missing in your life. So take care. Love everyone, and look forward to a new year with you all. God bless. Bye-bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Caroline in Houston. I was just calling for Christmas blessings for you all. I do feel like you're part of my family. You are my family, my extended family. I just want to thank God for giving me this, a
as a support. I lost my mom last year to cancer, a very long battle of cancer. And I've heard people call since then, and even when she was going through her treatment, and then after she passed away, I've heard others call in with parents or loved ones that had the same type of cancer. And my heart just went out to them, and you know, I really felt like I could concentrate my prayers right there on those people, and it helped me in a way just to kind of, you know, gave me comfort in knowing that my mom's now okay. She's with Jesus, and she's not hurting anymore. But it was just, it helped me with a sense of comfort and knowing that she's all right. And I just getting to pray for other people, it's definitely something I'm thankful for. Of course, I'm thankful when you all pray for me and my family and what we're going through. But I'm very thankful that I get the opportunity to pray for you all, too. So thank you to Brian and Jill for having this in my life. And thank you all, and I hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas, and just embrace your family and embrace the Daily Audio Bible family as your extended family. Love each of you, and look forward to 2012. God bless.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas from Minnesota, from Jake Lindsay and our almost one-year-old daughter, our blessing Madeline.
Hello, this is Janet calling from Tennessee, and I just wanted to wish a merry, very merry Christmas to all of our armed forces. I just want to let you all know that I don't have any family members that are in the armed forces, and I think sometimes maybe y'all kind of feel like the only ones really thinking and praying for you are the family members because it's so close to home. And I just want you to know that there are a lot of us that are praying for every one of you, and we thank you so much for being out there on the front lines and just to make us safe. And we really, really do appreciate it. I'm sorry for those of you that can't be home this Christmas with your family. But I thank you for doing what you're doing and allowing us to be home with ours. God bless you, and my prayers are with every single one of you. You're all my heroes. Bye-bye.
Hello, DAB family. This is JD from North Carolina, and this is my Merry Christmas greeting and wish for the whole DAB community. I hope you all have a wonderful holiday and a very Merry Christmas. And my wife, Wendy, and I have enjoyed listening to DAB every day for most part of this year. And we will continue because it is such a valuable part of our day. And we just send you all holiday greetings. Thank you, Brian and family, for all you do also. And we hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Thank you. God bless you. Goodbye.
Hi, my name is Barbara Kelly. There is a little bit of background noise. I'm sorry, but I live in Nueva Guinea, Nicaragua. I live here with my husband, and we are working with a school here. But mostly I'm calling to say Merry Christmas, a very warm Merry Christmas, literally, from Nicaragua. And para los que hablan español, te deseamos un feliz Navidad y un próspero año. Muchas bendiciones. Bye.
At the end of the 8 days, the time came for circumcising the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given to him by the angel before his conception. When the purification time, stipulated by the law of Moses, was completed, they brought Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. This was to fulfill a requirement of the law. Every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord.
They also offered the sacrifice prescribed by the law.
A pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons.
In Jerusalem was a man by the name of Simeon. He was an upright man, devoted to the service of God, living in expectation of the salvation of Israel. His heart was open to the Holy Spirit, and it had been revealed to him that he would not die before he saw the Lord's Christ. He had been led by the Spirit to go into the temple, and when Jesus' parents brought the child in to have done to him what the law required, he took him up in his arms, blessed God, and said,
"At last, Lord, you can dismiss your servant in peace as you promised. For with my own eyes I have seen your salvation, which you have made ready for every people, a light to show truth to the Gentiles and bring glory to your people, Israel."
Hey, Feliz Navidad y Prospero Año Nuevo. This is Hugo from Oakley, California, the Bay Area. We want to wish you, Brian and Jill, and the whole Hardin family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. May the Lord bless you and the whole family of the DAB. Thank you. We love you. And we wish you the best, many blessings. And thank you for reading the Daily Audio Bible, Brian. And our daughters, Karina, Gabriela, and Elena, and my wife, Claudia. And our daughter, Claudia, to wish a Happy New Year. And a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Many blessings. And thank you, China and Max, for reading the Daily Audio Bible for kids. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas. A Happy New Year. Feliz Navidad.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Adele Ambler from Telford City, Kentucky. This is my second year being a member of this awesome community. I love you all and thank God for you every day. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Vanessa from San Diego, and I want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to Daily Audio Bible Community. You have been such a blessing to me, all of you. Brian, thank you. I love praying for everybody and also receiving prayer. Let God build his church. Amen.
Merry Christmas from the DeGraff family. I just want to wish all my dabbers a Merry Christmas and a Happy Birthday, Jesus, from Nashville on the Forums.
Merry Christmas, DAB family. This is Amy from Lima, Ohio. This is my first year with the DAB, and I have come to know my Heavenly Father so much closer, but not even that. I have come to a bigger family. I wish you all the best Christmas ever and look forward to spending another year with my family. I love you all.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the Daily Audio Bible family. This is Justin Johnson from Oregon, and I'm just so thankful for the Daily Audio Bible in our lives. Thank you, Brian and Jill and the Hardin family, and wanted to send a special shout out to Ben and Preston in Yakima, and also Danny and Daniel Johnson Jr., and also to Mom and Dad, who will be listening to this. And again, Merry Christmas to all. Have a great holiday season, and may Christ fill your hearts and your lives with the fruits of his Spirit, and with contentment and with joy this Christmas. I'm looking forward to another year journeying through the Bible with all of you. Thank you so much for your prayers, and yeah, it's just a great family to be a part of. So that's all. Bye.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Special Merry Christmas to you, Brian, Jill, your three sons, I'm sorry, Christian, Max, and one that helped you put up the tree, Jordan, and China. And you guys are just an amazing family. Max, you're just an incredible guy. You know, I sure hope that arm is good now, and you know, it'll be stronger than ever. When you break something like that, it heals like a weld, and they say it never breaks in the same place, because it becomes stronger the way God made us. And I love all you brothers and sisters out there, and we've done a great thing with our prayers, showing ourselves what God can do for us. It's just wonderful. And this is just a wonderful family. I wish you all the happiest Christmas in the whole world this year. Jesus has come so close to you that it's not like the commercial things we've had in the past. And it's very personal with you. And Jesus can really come to you and show you himself somehow. I've got a glimpse, and he came to me and saved me. So it's true. He's really real, and the ones that don't see him do have even stronger faith. I was just very blessed. This is your brother, Robert Clark, and wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. God bless, and God be with you all until we be together. Take care, and see you next year.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family. This is your sister Pamela calling from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And I'm calling to wish you a very blessed Christmas season and a joyful new year full of God's Word and His Spirit. I'm reading from Philippians chapter 1 in the Message. Every time you cross my mind, I break out in exclamation of thanks to God. Each exclamation is a trigger to prayer. I find myself praying for you with a glad heart. I am so pleased that you have continued on in this with us, believing and proclaiming God's message from the day you heard it right up to the present. There has never been the slightest doubt in my mind that the God who started this great work in you would keep at it and bring it to a flourishing finish on the very day Christ Jesus appears. And Lord, we look forward to that day when you appear in all of your splendor and glory, and we will bow at your feet. Thank you, Lord, for all of my brothers and sisters around the world. Bless them, be with them, encourage them, and lift them up by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
The child's father and mother were still amazed at what was said about him. When Simeon gave them his blessing, he said to Mary, the child's mother,
"This child is destined to make many fall and many rise in Israel, and to set up a standard which many will attack, for he will expose the secret thoughts of many hearts. And for you, your very soul will be pierced by a sword."
There was also present Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher, who was a prophetess. She was a very old woman, having had 7 years married life and was now a widow of 84. She spent her whole life in the temple and worshipped God night and day with fastings and prayers. She came up at this very moment, praised God, and spoke about Jesus to all those in Jerusalem who were expecting redemption.
A very Merry Christmas to the Daily Audio Bible family. This is Tom Van Galen from London, Ontario, in Canada. and I had wondered what to say to just in the way of leaving a Christmas greeting. There's just so much to try to encapsulate about what this year has been like as far as our worldwide community. There's just so many things to say about that. It's been wonderful to have had the experience to get to know so many of you. I am somebody who has met many of you face-to-face and have also cultivated, you know, friendships online and just through correspondences. It's been awesome to get to know the men and the women who are part of our family. I had the blessing of going to Wild at Heart Advanced last December with just an awesome, awesome group of our dad men and Brian, and then in the beginning of this part of the year, in March, I met with so many of you at the DAB Indiana gathering. And yeah, it's just, I'm so thankful for what God is doing in all of this community. To be able to be part of the shouldering the struggles that many of you are going through, I'm thankful for you shouldering some of the struggles that we are going through, that I am going through, that my family is going through. My brother Sean is part of this community as well. His struggle this year with cancer has been a huge impact in our family, but has been so well supported by all of you. And I'm so thankful for what you've brought to our greater family. I was also very blessed to attend the first anniversary of the Four Winds Mission. I drove to Tennessee and spent a few days there. And I did that specifically for the purpose of just spending time in the Four Winds community. Those people who, if you are a person who clicks on the chat room and is able to view the video of the cafe, many of the people that I've seen come in and out of the doors of the cafe while watching online, I was able to greet those people and talk with them. And my brothers and sisters in Spring Hill, I love you guys. You guys were just an awesome example of a lived out life in Christ in a community sense. When I think of what churches need to do in order to draw closer to Christ and to live out the life of Christ, I look at Four Winds Mission and I think, you're doing it. You guys are doing it. And I just wanted to say my Christmas greetings to you and to all of our brothers and sisters around the world. So many of you, I love you guys all. And I pray that this year, this coming year, just be a new year of wonderful spiritual fruit for all of you. Hey guys, love you all. Okay,
bye. Hello, this is Liesl. I'm calling from Trumbull, Connecticut. I'm calling to wish the Daily Audio Bible family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I pray that God would bless you abundantly in the year to come and the following years. And may you grow in the richness of His grace, peace, and love. And I just want to say a special welcome and Merry Christmas to my brother Renrick, who listens to the Daily Audio Bible, my mom Shirley, and to Dane. Merry Christmas. Love you, Daily Audio Bible family. Love you all.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family. I'm so happy I'm able to share this Christmas year with everybody. It's just such a joy every time to hear everybody call and leave their prayer requests, and I'm happy to be part of this family. I hope everybody has a wonderful Christmas wherever you are, and I love you all. Merry Christmas.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is David from Michigan, and I'm calling in a Christmas greeting. I want to read a Christmas poem by Robert Louis Stevenson entitled A Christmas Prayer. Loving Father, help us remember the birth of Jesus. that we may share in the song of angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate and open the door of love over all the world. Let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be thy children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Merry Christmas and God's blessings to you all.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is David Scott calling from sunny Florida, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. Brian, I want to thank you for your faithfulness in the Daily Audio Bible. The Daily Audio Bible is my lifeline. I would like to call myself a DAB junkie. It keeps me going. I would like to shout out a Merry Christmas to the Daily Audio Bible family and to my family, Rebecca, Carissa, and Teddy. Merry Christmas. May this be the best one ever. I love you all, and I love you all, Daily Audio Bible family. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible listeners. I love all of you. This is Becky from Orlando, Florida, and I wish you the happiest of holidays and safe and prosperous New Year. All right, bye.
Hi, this is Chet Cromer from Indianapolis, Indiana. Just calling to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. I hope you all have a great year, and it's just wonderful to be part of this family.
Hi, this is Chrissy Perlio calling from the Philippines to bring Christmas greetings to all our DAB family, to Brian and Jill. Wishing you a wonderful Christmas this year. And it's a wonderful time to consider all the great things that God has done. We've had so many miracles here, and it's wonderful to reflect on those good things that God has done for us, and especially for all that God has made available to us in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the wonderful grace that he's extended to us in the person of his Son. And so I just want to greet you all a wonderful Christmas. I'm actually a missionary from Manchester, England, serving in the Philippines, and so I'd like to take this opportunity to give special Christmas greetings to all my fellow DAB listeners in the UK. And I can only imagine how cold it is and how I miss that. But it's great to be in the Philippines too, but I'd like to just give a special greeting to all family and friends and DAB listeners that live in the UK. Have a wonderful Christmas this year. And sa lahat ng mga Filipino listeners sa buong mundo, maligayang Pasko. God bless.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judea, in the days when Herod was king of the province. Not long after his birth, there arrived from the east a party of astrologers making for Jerusalem and inquiring as they went.
Where is the child born to be king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, and we have come here to pay homage to him.
When King Herod heard about this, he was deeply perturbed, as indeed were all the other people living in Jerusalem. So he summoned all the Jewish scribes and chief priests together and asked where Christ should be born. Their reply was,
"In Bethlehem, in Judea, for this is what the prophet Micah wrote about the matter. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel."
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. My name is Marley Q from South Florida, and I'm calling with my Christmas greeting to just really share my appreciation to this family, to Brian, to back to China for answering God's call and just really putting so much into this ministry. I think it's such a beautiful initiative and a powerful community of people praying for each other and spreading good in this world. So I started listening January 1st of this year, and I've listened every single day and have looked forward to it every single day. It's my favorite part of the day, actually. So this Christmas, I am just I'm very grateful for being a part of this community.
and allowing me to share, you know, my prayer requests and just grow in my faith along with you guys. So Merry Christmas. Have a beautiful holiday. And, live the cause.
Thanks. Hi, this is Sharon from Central Ohio. And my husband Greg and I have been Daily Audio Bible listeners for almost 2 years now. When we discovered it, we were just thrilled, and we've been listening ever since, and it's been an important part of our spiritual growth over the last 2 years, and we share it together, and we know that we're both committed to it. And I just wanted to say Merry Christmas, and thank you to the community for being such an encouraging place, and we love you all. Merry Christmas.
DAB, Merry, Merry Christmas. This is Howard in Antelope, California. I want to give my thanks for the Hardin family and all they do in keeping us in the Bible. Really appreciate that. Hope everybody has a good Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Hello, DAB family. This is Elmer Slintz calling to wish everyone on the Daily Audio Bible family a very Merry Christmas and Happy and Prosperous New Year. I just want to be sure that everyone hears this, that it goes into that I get it in hopefully in time to go into the Christmas greeting, Christmas audio Bible Christmas card, so to speak. So thanks, Brian, for making this available to us. And again, hope all of you are enjoying yourselves shopping, decorating, whatever you're doing during this year, 2011, that you'll have a very merry Christmas and a very happy New Year coming up. So thank you very much for the Daily Audio Bible and Christmas greetings to all. God bless you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas from Calvary Chapel, Montebello Sunday School class. And thank you for changing our life. Calvary Chapel says, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. God bless.
Hi. Merry Christmas from Lake, Indiana.
This is Michael.
To our DAB family. I have a DAB sticker on my car, the back of my car.
Merry Christmas.
And he has a card.
We love you.
We're from California.
Thank you for all your support.
And I'm the chiropractor, Brian.
And I'm just Michael. Well, Merry Christmas.
Okay, God bless.
Bye.
Happy holidays, my DAB friends and family. This is Jack calling from Orlando. Just calling to wish you a Merry Christmas, a great Thanksgiving, and a Happy New Year. And I hope that God uses the DAB to transform your life in Christ as he has done mine and my wife's Kathy. So grateful for you. God bless you. Happy holidays.
Hi, this is Alice calling from Houston, Texas, to wish all my family and friends a very Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to my DAB family. Merry Christmas to my mommy, Sarah Mitchell, my brothers and sisters, my sisters are Dion, Vera, and Carol, Steve, Ann, Conrad, Tony, Cynthia. Those are my sisters and brothers. And all my friends, which I can't say all their names right now, but everyone have a very and safe, blessed, happy holidays. Love you. This is Alice. Bye.
Then Herod invited the wise men to meet him privately and found out from them the exact time when the star appeared. Then he sent them off to Bethlehem, saying,
when you get there, search for this little child with the utmost care. And when you have found him, come back and tell me so that I may go and worship him too.
The wise men listened to the king and then went on their way to Bethlehem. And now the star, which they had seen in the east, went in front of them as they traveled until at last it shone immediately above the place where the little child lay. The sight of the star filled them with indescribable joy. So they went into the house and saw the little child with his mother Mary, and they fell on their knees and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure and presented him with gifts, gold, incense, and myrrh. Then, since they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their country by a different route. But after they had gone, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said,
get up now. Take the little child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod means to seek out the child and kill him.
So Joseph got up and, taking the child and his mother with him in the middle of the night, set off for Egypt, where he remained until Herod's death. This again is a fulfillment of the Lord's word spoken through the prophet. Out of Egypt I called my son.
Hey, Brian and DAB family. Just wanted to call, wish Merry Christmas greetings to everyone. It's been a good year, but a tough year for me personally. Had some tragedies in our family and in our church. Really struggling. But God. And that's been the theme all year, but God. I am actually starting seminary in January, and I think that's part of why the year's been so tough, is God's been moving in my life, and the enemy has not appreciated that. I just want to thank you, Brian, and family, for the community, and it truly is that. I've been listening for a little over 4 years, and very few weeks go by that things aren't said that speak directly into my life and into my situation, and especially with the challenges of the last year, there's been so many times that not only the scripture, but Brian, your commentary has just been spot on to what I needed for that particular day, and I praise God for how he does all that. Don't understand it, but I'm thankful that I don't have to. So, Merry Christmas to my other family. I love you all and look forward to what God's going to do in the new year.
Hi, family. Merry Christmas. Just want to thank God for sending us the gift of his son to take our punishment and deliver us under his robes of righteousness. Thank you.
Hello, Harden family and Daily Audio Bible family. It's Paul from Pleasantville, New York, wishing you all a blessed Christmas and a spirit-filled New Year. Happy New Year! Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, DAP family around the world, from the Schmidt family here in Ashburn, Virginia. Kip, Cheryl, Caitlin, and Trevor. We are wishing you peace, joy, love, and laughter this Christmas season. Remember, wise men still seek him. Merry Christmas.
My Christmas greeting. One night at the crossroads of history. One last hope of the creator of the universe to save our souls. One child destined to die for our sins. It began when the Virgin Mary became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. No, it didn't. It began in the little town of Bethlehem in a borrowed stable. No, it didn't. It began when the wise men brought their gifts to worship their Savior. No, it didn't. Because it began at the dawn of history itself, when the creator of the universe provided a way for you and me to spend eternity with him. This is Matt McConnell. Merry Christmas.
Hey, DAB family. This is Jake Van Horn in Yakima, Washington. I was just calling in my Christmas greetings and wishes for everybody, and this year I have found myself working on Christmas this year, as I am sure many of you will be also. And as you know, and if you're in one of those occupations where you work in and around the Christmas and the holidays, you find some interesting opportunities. And it's Christmas is one of those times of years where people are just open. They're just more open to talk about the gospel. I mean, they're more open to talk about Jesus, and it's just, I can see it already. And I guess I miss my Christmas prayers and wishes for all of us, whether we're at work or we're at home, wherever we may find ourselves, is that we will just take these opportunities that Jesus gives us. And I guess can't think of a better frame of mind to go into the holidays with. So Merry Christmas. Jackson says Merry Christmas too, if you guys heard that. And you guys have a nice night. Bye.
Hello, this is Yvonne from New York. I am a first-time caller, and I'm calling to say Merry Christmas to Brian and family and the DAB community. Thank you so much for being there for me. I pray that each one listening will experience peace, especially for those in stress, anxiety, fear, and fear of the future. I pray for joy for those in sorrow, grief, and depression. And I pray for liberty to the captives. May the gift of love, Jesus, be received by all this Christmas. Thank you again. Merry Christmas to you all.
Hi, this is Becky and Roe. In Louisiana, we wanted to wish everyone with the Daily Audio Bible a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
God bless y'all. And have a wonderful new year. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family, from Patty in Clearwater, Florida. Thank you, Brian, for reading the Bible to us every day. And for Jill and your family, God bless you all. And thanks for all the prayer requests that are prayed for every day. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hi, DAB family. This is Dave and Lisa from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
We just wanted to say Merry Christmas, everyone, and we love you guys. We just wanted to speak the blessings of peace, love, prosperity, and health on each and every one of us.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
When Herod saw that he had been fooled by the wise men, he was furiously angry. He issued orders and killed all the male children of 2 years and under in Bethlehem and the surrounding district. Basing his calculations on his careful questioning of the wise men, then Jeremiah's prophecy was fulfilled.
A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they were no more.
But after Herod's death in 4 BC, an angel of the Lord again appeared to Joseph in a dream and said,
"Now, get up and take the infant and his mother with you, and go into the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead."
So Joseph got up and took the little child and his mother with him and journeyed towards the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was now reigning as king of Judea in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to enter the country, and then he received the warning in a dream to turn aside into the district of Galilee, now ruled by Antipas, tetrarch of Galilee and Para, and came to live in a small town called Nazareth, thus fulfilling the old prophecy that he should be called Nazarene.
When they, Mary and Joseph, had completed all the requirements of the law of the Lord in the temple of Jerusalem, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew up and became strong and full of wisdom, and God's blessing was upon him.
Hello, DAB family. This is Hazel calling from Pennsylvania. I just want to call and wish you all the gift of faith, the blessing of hope, and the peace of his love at Christmas and always. I love you all. Merry Christmas and God bless.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible friends. This is Trish in Joplin. And I would just like to say a special Christmas greeting to a friend, Robin, who moved to Florida 2 years ago. We've been friends for about 20 years now and neighbors. And we've been through many ups and downs in life, a few deaths even, and just a dear friend. As I said, she moved to Florida 2 years ago. And we've just now kind of discovered that we can both do the Daily Audio Bible and keep in touch by doing that and text once in a while about something that was very special. So I just thank you for, you know, connecting us as friends and just connecting us to each other more and to the Word of God. It's a great thing. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas. Goodbye.
Merry Christmas, DAB family. This is Bonnie from Loveland, Colorado. I am so grateful for the DAB community and cannot overstate the impact that the DAB has had on my life this past year, providing me daily food from God's Word, praying for each other, connecting me to other DAB women, including Jill at the Captivating Retreat, conveying to me the message of freedom and God's larger purpose through the Captivating Retreat to Fight for Life and John Eldridge's teaching, and the ongoing community I have with DAB sisters who I initially met at the retreat. I got to thinking about how much I value the DAB podcast. Have any of you panicked like me when a podcast is occasionally delayed? I think, what would I do without the Daily Audio Bible? Well, I know I can read the Bible myself, and I do, but there's something so wonderful about the routine, the continuity of Brian's reading, the community, the feeling of someone's waiting for me, and my daily food is out there. I need to go and get it. So I thought more about the value and how, if it were necessary, I would be willing to pay a dollar a day for the podcast, but I don't have to pay. So would I be willing to invest a dollar a day to pay it forward for other people to collide with the Daily Audio Bible? I decided I would. We have all the necessary elements in place to make this happen. The idea, the technology, the vision, Brian's leadership, community, a website together, Brian and others to read. All the parts of the engine are there. We just need to keep it fueled to keep the engine going and to allow it to reach farther into the territories of people who need to be rubbing shoulders with the Bible on a daily basis, wherever they are in the world. It's a simple financial fact that Brian and the DAB leadership can make better plans for the future when they have a base of recurring gifts. It's really simple to set up a recurring gift from the DailyAudioBible.com homepage. Click the red box where it says Support Your Daily Audio Bible and click to make a donation. Then you simply log in or create an account if it's your first time logging into the website. Under Partners, select the box labeled Monthly and type in the amount. If you're thinking a dollar a day, that's $30 a month. Even 17 cents a day or $5 a month would be an amazing help when we all band together. 100 people giving $5 a month would be $500 a month. I would love to see us as a community add more fuel to this engine and watch it go to bring the spoken word of God to anyone who will hear it day or night, anywhere in the world. One last note, for anyone who plans to attend a Wild at Heart Bootcamp or Captivating Retreat this year, I highly recommend staying connected with your DAB brothers or sisters, whether it's through email, a special Facebook group, or an in-person reunion. I've experienced all these types of connections with the DAB women I've met, and I wouldn't trade them for anything. A special greeting to Abby, Bola, Debbie, Dan, Jill, Mary, Mackenzie, Mimi, Pia, Jerry, Terry, Sariana, Denise, Jennifer, Krista, Robin, and Sandy. I love you all, and Merry Christmas to everyone. Thank you so much. Bye.
Hey, everybody. This is the Myers family from Dallas, Oregon, wishing you a Merry, Merry Christmas.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Erica. I'm out in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I wanted to send my Christmas greeting. I just wanted to share the lyrics for one of my favorite Christmas carols for this year. When you read it, it's very powerful, and then I'm not really good at singing. So here it goes. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Cherry Bass calling from Atlanta. Cherry like a pie. I just want to call and wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
So I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Have a blessed holiday, everybody. Love you guys.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Julie Payne from Marysville, Washington. I just wanted to wish my family, my Bible listening family, a very Merry Christmas and just say that I'm so thankful for this community. And I wish Christ's blessings to be upon you all and your family this holiday season.
Hey, Merry Christmas, DAB family, and Brian, and yours as well. This is Raj from Santa Cruz, California, but in actuality, I'm calling from Kunming, China, where I'm teaching English, and it's sure not home when it comes to Christmas in China, so I'm rejoicing and praising God for the birth of the Lord Jesus, even all the way over here, even though many aren't here. So, DAB family, I love you guys. Brian, I love you, bro. You're the coolest. And I've been with you about 4 years now. I remember starting 4 years ago, the middle of the year, is around June, and I caught up on Christmas Day that year. And I still remember you reading about the birth of Christ, Brian, and it was just very moving and wonderful to be part of the community. So may the Lord bless you all. Praise God, He sent the Lord Jesus to save us. Okay. Love you all. Bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Denise, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I wanted to get my little daughter in here, but can't get her at a good time and, you know, the baths and everything. But I just hope everyone is having a happy holiday and, you know, just a great big virtual hug to everybody. And I love you. Take care. Bye.
And that is a wrap on Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas 2011. Goodness. Goodness. I never get through these without tears coming to my eyes just to see what God has done in this community and in this family, and another revolution through the Bible. Day after day after day. I mean, we start the year and then all of a sudden it's March and then we're in spring and then we begin to talk about the summer and then the leaves start falling and then it's Thanksgiving and it's Christmas upon us again. So Jill and I wish you the very merriest of Christmases. Thank you for sharing in the good news, the glad tidings of great joy that has come to our home, that new life is afoot. And somewhere this summer, coming up, we'll have a new member of the Daily Audio Bible family. And I really can't tell you what it means to me to know that I will have a little one that will grow up with you, that will have a community and a family of people all over this earth praying and caring and watching. I guess I'm at a loss for words. I love you. I wish you the merriest of Christmases. I realize that this is a warm broadcast and that some of you, well, you don't have that to go to. You have come to this broadcast to find the only community, the only family, the only warmth that you're going to find this season. I know it's not enough. But I also know that Jesus is, and He came for you, and He came for me, and together we don't have to be alone. So may your heart be warmed wherever you are, and may we remember that there's something bigger than us, the kingdom of heaven, the body of Christ, and we all get to play a part in. I love you. Merry Christmas.
Christmas future is far away. Christmas past is past. Christmas present is here today, bringing joy that will last. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. A merry little Christmas now. Oh, and once again, as in golden days of yore, faithful friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together, if the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow.